We're up to Shichav Dalet Sifyut Beis, and we finally have an easy sif. Well, we have to be careful. Sometimes I tell my class we have an easy one today, and it doesn't end up easy. But here I think it is. It was still very much preliminary. We haven't gotten yet to Hafrasha Schala, and we're still talking about Tziruf, how things combine to become Chayiv and Chala, so it's still a ways off till we talk about the Chala itself. Sifyut Beis talks about Taruvis, and I think it's not so complicated. The main point here is that a loaf of bread or a Danish or a cake or a cookie is a davar chashuv, it's not bottle. A davar shebeminyan is not bottle. Something sold item by item generally is not bottle. When you learn Kufiyat Aleph, you learn that it's not an absolute rule, but for our purposes it is. So it says, Mishan Esarav Loi Pasha Hifrish Mimena Chala, Im Pasha Loi Hifrish Mimena Chala. Let's say somebody has a number of breads, and some Chala was separated and some Chala was not. Somebody's working in somebody they're making making danishes in the bakery, and they say, did you separate challah? Oh, for one dough they forgot to separate, but now all the danishes are mixed, you can't tell one from the other. So what do you do now? What would you say? What? Give?
Make another dough.
What? No, but they're mixed. You can't tell which is from day. Now you have 200 Danishes in front of you, and they're made from four doughs. Each dough made 50. So now you have 200 Danishes. Some of them were mufrish challah, and some were not mufrish challah. From what? You can't take from something that's potter and something that's chayiv.
Just make it a dough and take off whatever's left.
Okay. So really, there are two choices here. The best thing is to make another dough and separate from the other dough on this. If you don't do that, what's your other option? You have to cut a piece of each Danish, you have to cut off a piece of each one. So you don't know which one is the... Now, if you're thinking fast, what would be the case? Let's say I have 200 doughs, or 200 kokosh cakes, and 150 are from doughs that challah was separated, and 50 are from a dough that challah wasn't separated, but I can't tell which is which. So now, the Rav says, look, just cut off a piece of each one. Do you have to cut off a piece of all 200?
No, 151.
So you only have to cut off 151. Because when you cut off your 151st one, you can pater all of them with that, right? So a small nechama, you only have to cut off from 151 instead of from the 200. That's all this says in Shulchan Aruch.
But you already separated 150. Why do you have to do 151 now?
Because the 150 may all be ones that were already separated. Once you get to 151, you know that you're okay. So this is a relatively simple sif. I think the only chinish is the idea that passes not bottle.
Why not go to Rabbi?
Because the Dafish of Minyan is not bottle made by Rabbi. So let's learn the Mechaber. It's not a complicated Mechaber. Mishin Nisar of Sifyut Beis and Shulchav Dal. Mishin Nisar of Loi Pas, Shefer Shemeno Chala. In Pas, Shalai Yefer Shemeno Chala. They got combined. In Yesh Loi Kemach, if you have more flour, Yase Isa Mechamesh Revein, make a dough from a full-size Shir Chala. We'll have to talk about why you have to do that. So you shouldn't have to. We'll talk about it momentarily. Let's first learn the easy part. Make a dough from Isa that's a full Shir Challah. Yitzarfenu with Makikris Bekli. And be mitzarif it with everything else. V'yavshmi menol, I some kikris in the sarvu. So you have your 200 cakes, and you have your dough. You separate Challah on this dough, and on whichever of the other 50 that were Chayv and Challah. Okay, I'm going to get to that question. Okay, we'll get to Tazu Bekiveg, we'll get to it. Okay? Vimrotza lahafish minei ubei. If you don't want to make another dough, 200 kokosh cakes is enough. Sarach lahafish ma'at mikol kikar v'kikar. You have to separate a little from each one. Oy, yitzarfim kulam b'kli echad. Or put them all together. V'yafish mikol echad al kulam. and separate a small piece from each on the entire combination. Until you did everything that was the cheshbon of kikrais plus one kagayim. Im hei shofer shalem nisarvu be'eser shaloyefer shalem. Five potter and ten chayiv. Yafresh meshisha, separate from six. Shazvadeh hifresh meyechad shaloyefer shalom. So then you're certainly in good shape because you have at least one that's chayiv and chala, and you separate it on everything else. So this is an easy sif. It just requires following the language. Everything is easy except this question which you have asked. No, if you have your 200 kokosh cakes, you have to separate from all 200.
Right.
Now, if you don't want to separate from 200, you can just separate for 151. If, when you're breaking each piece off, you say this should be challah on the whole 200 or the whole 50, so you have to mitzarif them, and then if you cut. If you only do 150, maybe they're all ones that are potter. So you have 251, and then you know that you have at least one that's chayim, and you mafish on everything.
If this was challah, not cake,
it could be challah. Cake.
That's my question.
Yeah.
And you decide to elect to do the small piece off each.
Right.
Can you use that challah as for lechem mishnah? Because there's no.
You use it for lechem mishnah if you take off less than a 48.
Okay.
If you take off a small enough piece.
Okay.
It's shalem is up to 148 that you remove is shalem. As it says in Hilchos Tzitzis HaPas.
Or you cut out a piece from the middle and just stick it together.
If that works. Now, the only question here is most people are not going to want to separate, cut a piece of each one, so you make another dough. Why do you have to make another dough that's the shir challah? If I have 50 challahs or 50 cakes and then the shir challah, so all I have to do is make another small piece of dough, small as can be, be mitzarif it with those, put the 200 and this together, now I have a shir challah, and take from the dough and separate from that on the whole thing. But I have chiyum because I have 50 cakes that are chayiv plus this piece of dough, they're all chayiv. I have no problem with the chiyum, I just don't know which are the chiyum. So as long as I have something that I know is chiyuv, so that should work. What? Because you have 50 that are chayiv already, so you're combining it with this piece. No, but it's tzira. We always have tzira. If you have a bunch of small ones, you put them together, they become chayiv. Yeah. So the answer, Rabbi Kidegar says, it's here the lashon, the kavan of the Taz. It's easier to read in the list, Rabbi Kidegar on the page. The last one starts the im oisa uga ktana. Hainu im yirtza lasis uga ketana ula faisa mitzdarif. If you don't want to make a shir challah, you make one small cookie and you put it together with the other 50, it's chayiv. Abba, the Shulchan Aruch is talking im ein reitza lahav te lechal ad shia afa oisa. He in the Shulchan Aruch, so you want to make a dough. And before you bake that dough, you want to quickly get these 200 cakes taken care of. L'tzaref uga ketana shu isa ima afoi. Have a ktsas kamoiz beiz minin. To separate from dough on cake, it's the same min, they're both chitim. It's ktsas kebeiz minin. B'zeh tzar shia isa mehe revoim kemach shu chai b'chal b'fnei yatzmai b'zeh mitzaref la shmen ola kikris. You want to separate from dough on baked, it's ktsas kebeiz minin. Whatever that means exactly, but therefore you have to have the shir isa has to be a shir challah by itself, and then once you have a shir isa, you can separate. What?
It doesn't work at all.
So he's saying it works. That's why he says ktsas. So bees made it wouldn't work at all, and that's what he's saying.
I just know it didn't take off, but I'm going to do it on
that's the kavana of Taz Yudalit says kosem hashal nirali im oisa uga ktana. If you don't want to make a big dough, just make a small cookie, and then it's mitzarif. Kamesh mitzarif isa ketana isa gedayla kinlal. Just like a small dough and a big dough are mitzarif. A cookie and many cookies are mitzarif. What? The Kiveg is explaining this to us. A small dough with a big dough works. A small cookie with a big cake works. But a small dough with a big cookie, that doesn't work. Right?
The dough has not been baked. Right.
So that's only misarif with other doughs, not with other cakes. The Taz says Issa Katana only works with Issa Gedayla. Right?
And you're going to use it for the challah, for the
ubah. Baked, right.
It looks like two different
minim. That's right. So teretz is that it's only ktsas kebez minim. Once you have the shear, then you can separate from Issa on afui. Once you have a shear and you're ready separated, you can separate Issa on afui. It's only when you don't have the shear to be mechayiv in a shear, then it's ktsas kebez minim. That's what we keep. I'm a key that
user. Could you just go to Shapra and buy one cookie, put it in the jar, or the whole
You can't go to Shapra and buy one cookie. That cookie's already hooked for Shkala. What do you gain from it?
Some guy made it.
So what do you gain from a guy's cookie?
No, it's not
chayv. A guy's dough is never chayv. Okay, so it's an easy mechaber. There's one, if I could say, interesting marsham. Marsham in a tshuva talks about what about matzahs in the matzah bakery? If matzahs got mixed, so he says, listen to this. He says the Danish is a davar chashuv, a davar shebiminyan. Matzahs are sold by the pound; they're not sold by the piece. So matzahs are not so chashuv, so they're bottled. So davar shebimishkol, except for erpeza matzah. So davar shmura matzah is not a davar chashuv; it's sold by weight. So it's sold by weight, therefore it's bottled. But this din is only by things that are sold by the piece. It's a davar shebiminyan, it's not bottle. It's interesting because matzah is a little more expensive than a roll. A roll is a davar shebiminyan, it's sold by the piece. And a matzah is a davar shebimishkol, and it's not. Well, if it's mixed, you have the same exact problem. Mechaber here is also talking it's all baked. Shulchan is talking they're all baked.
The matzah that you're going to take it off from is also going to be baked. So it's baked on baked. You don't
I mean, if you have one that's...
I have a topic.
If you're in the master baker, yeah. If you're in the house, it's a problem, right? If you're at home and you don't have more matzahs, that's where it's
going. Yeah, okay.
What? Min b'mina yavish b'yavish is always bereived. I'm only b'mina lach b'lach. That's a gzera b'not. Okay, so anyway, this is the din of Mechaber. As I said, it's an easy din. There is a bit of a chiddush. What happens if you have a dollar bill and I have $5 bills and your dollar bill gets mixed into my five? So I tell you it's batel b'raav, I could keep all $6. So what, can I keep all $6? Your dollar bill is on the table and it gets mixed with my $5 bills. So I tell you, your dollar is bottle barayv, I keep all six. What? Dollar bills? Dosh minyan. Alright, I don't know. Is that the answer? There's a Gemara in Beya. The Gemara says, I don't remember which Amira, he moved from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Yerotzen, that when I come there, I should say, Musa the Mustavra. I should. You know, the first shtickle Torah I say should be good. So he says the sort of shtickle Torah that money is bottled in money, and everyone laughed at him. That's what the Gemara says. Everyone laughed at him. That the money is bottled in money. You know, if your money falls to my money, I have to give you back your money. What's the difference which dollar? That's what the Gemara says. So the idea that challah, which is the Issa that's owed to the Kayin, so to speak, the Kayin has a financial interest in it, is mixed with others, it wouldn't be a davar shebiminyan, it would be bottled. Well, funny, because you're cheating the Kayin out of his money. Okay, because Manasseh doesn't get anything, it's all Tameh. But in the Ikar HaDin, why is the Kayin's money bottled into the Yisrael's money? So we have to understand, that's not the Kayin's money until you mafresh it. Because money not mafresh it, it's not the Kayin's money. I guess that would be the answer. The problem is that in the Lamdish Svarim, Rabbi Chanan, and the Kavitch Yurim, and there's a long piece in Asim Dairaisa, they say that Tevel is really the thing you have to separate, mixed in. That's really what Tevel is. That the Truma is mixed in, it's not yet separated. So it's a little funny in the Lamdis that it is that way, although there's no question that it's in a bittle. The question is in how much. The kedusha is bottled out the money. So why don't you have to give the kohen the amount of money that he would have gotten? A 48th. When it's bottled, you don't have to. What? By tevel, I'm talking about. By tevel, you don't have to. Because tevel is really not the kohen's money until you separate it.
It's
what? It's mommy shave it once you separate it. But what I'm saying is that before you separate it, it's not. Same thing, it's all the same discussion. Oh, I guess Shav, I don't know. You mean once it's separated is Truma and it's Batlos Kolin. What? Well, the kid collects Mami Shele Taivim. Mami Shele Taivim. It's true, but if I know it's Batlos, I wonder what the deal would be. I don't know. Anyway, the Mechaber, as I said, is a relatively simple. The Ramah here has a Chiddush. Ha'ifa pashtita me'isa shalayhur mechalasa. Someone who begs a knish, or any pashtita is a filled dough. Me'isa shalayhur mechalasa. U'besaychei basar, it's a meat-filled quiche. So what happened now? The blias of the tevel went into the basar. The basar is treif. You can't just peel off the challah. Peel off the dough. The meat itself has blias of tevel. So muta lahafrish. Now listen to this. Muta lahafrish v'isa hacheres hachayavis b'chala alzu v'nifta gamkein tamo isa haniftis b'basa. The main chiddush she said, telling us something we can understand, that your ladder, it's possible to be mafrish on blias, even though the meat has blias of tevel. You might think it can't be mafrish on it. So we say yes. You separate challah now, you're separating on the blias that are in the meat. That we understand. That we, I mentioned to you once before. However, well, what's his eitzah? He says muta lahafrish meisa acheres hachayeves bechala alzeh. Why is he saying isa acheres? Why not from this dough itself? Why do you need the isa acheres alzeh? Why not from this dough itself? Huh? Well, this pashtita was originally chayim achala, so why not? Maybe you just don't want to break it up, and you could. Okay, it could be. You don't want to mess up the pashtita, you separate it from somewhere else. You could learn it that way. Let's learn Taz Tezvav. Ha'ifa pashtita, the first four lines, five lines. Ha'ifa pashtita, ikh chidush din zeh. What's the main idea of this Ramah? Loi name akivin de'im b'basa rak tam. Dobi l'mafresh b'chiyav l'aptor. You might think, since it's only blias in the meat, so you can't separate on blias. Blias are not real. They're not really chayiv. Loi mani afrosh aleha. That's what I would think. Elo, the truth is, kivin de'kaibul antam kikadei raisa, have ki'ilu hu mamish b'isa mahani, afrosh aleha m'mokim achim. Since tam kikadei raisa, the blia of tevel in the meat is real, so therefore the afrosha works. That's a beautiful piece in the Taz. Next line, avol. Here you got to explain this one to me. Avol mi isa pashtita atzma loi. Why can't I separate from the dough of the pashtita itself? Why do I have to go make a separate dough? He says loi, it doesn't work. Kimit sheyesh by tam basar, because that dough already has the taste of meat in it. So therefore, you can't separate from the pashtita itself.
That's
what I was going to ask you. What's well, trying this Taz? It's a mysterious Taz. Huh? Shtei minim?
How can you take from another?
That's with the other one also, shtei minim. So it's not to understand. The Dogel Mervava, thankfully, yes, the Kasha. Listen to his language. Dogel Mervava on the side. Lo yodati lezeh tam vareach. Pretty strong Lashon. Says, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. Ma bekash yesh piyisa tam basa. Otu bishvil zeh la yuchel hafish chala mimena. Because of that, you can't separate chala. Who cares? V'chein shasiv kan chav dalid. Kosev, dezeh pashin yuchel hafish miyisa acheres. Avalahafrish from the Issa itself, you also could do. Misacher, the bottom of the next side. Lo shemanu, lo mitav beisad, the rim amar. So it's a mysterious taz, very hard to understand what he means. The Levush Yisrod, which is printed in the back of Yerideya, tries to explain it. I don't really understand his explanation. So it remains a tzarchi in the pshat of the taz.
Can you take just from the pasuk?
You certainly can't. Because you don't know, we never know how much is in it. You know, he needs a mashu. He's a mashu in the basa. Maybe it's they mean him. But it's not what the Taz means. The Taz says, Mipshtita Atzma. I think the Pesachuva Dalit brings this kasha in the name of Goy Melissa. I'm Beretim Shema Taz. I'm Dogra Mavava. It says, Gamma Goy Melissa, that's the Nasivis, Besidor. So he doesn't understand what he means. Okay, Lamaisa, our ikur is the chiddush of the Ramah that you could separate on blias. So we've spoken in the past about kalim that become osir. Somebody begged and forgot to separate challah, and kalim become osir from blias. If you didn't eat that challah yet, and you separate from the challah, you could separate on the blias that are in the keli as well. If somebody baked challah without separating challah, and baked it in an oven, and not in a pan, but directly on an oven, and then everything's eaten up, it's too late. You have to kasha the oven, because the oven has a blia from tevel. But if you separate after it's already baked, so separating after it's baked, you can separate on the blias. Alright, so we're going to see, I'm going to hopefully read you later, that if it was originally chayiv together, in chutz laretz, you don't have to be mitzaref it. The blias, that's what you mean, the blias is hard to be mitzaref blias in a keli. If it was already bechiv, you don't have to. We're going to get to that in the next sentence.
You can't just make another dough and cut the other. Just make another
dough and
cash for your
blias.
Say, I'm taking off the
blias. But you can't, because it's not mitzarif to the blias. If you mitzarif it to the blias, how do you mitzarif it?
Take the dough in the oven. Put the dough
you can't
the
just say the words. It has to be mitzarif. Has to be combined.
So put the dough in the oven, uncooked.
With the blias.
Put the dough
for
all the blias in this oven.
It seems the Paiskim can't do it. The Paiskim say that you have to cash. I don't think you do it tzarif to blias. Yeah. You were saying thing. Okay.
How do you separate blias? Blias is not like it's not like
you don't separate blias. Separate on the blias. The blias are there, and I say I'm separating challah on the.
Cut off a piece of the oven wall.
That's in there.
Cut off a piece of the oven
that's
wall.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sif Yigimel. Isa Shein Bakashir, a dough that doesn't have a shear of challah. Ubeis Afiyasa Tofcha, the Godla, Achinirakil Yesh Bakashir. And now it puffed up, it rose, and now it looks like it has the shear. Petura, it's potter. Ramah, who I did him tough, when you let it rise, if it rose to an amount that that it's chayiv. So the Taz explains in Tazayin, the basa shas gilgal aslina does yekarachiyav. What does looking have to do with it? What is it? Now he means, because the Mishnah in Taras, there's a famous Mishnah, because it's brought in Arachaim as well. Mishnah in Taras says, if you have Michael, that's a shear of a kebeya, and it's makabel tumah, and you leave it out in the sun, and it shrinks, and now it's not a kebeya, it's tar. And the Mishnah says, and if it rains, and now it puffs up again, then it's tame. Because you go, basa shas mitziyusa, you go according to what's in front of you. So in Hilchis Tumim and Tahara, you go according to what's in front of you. But Shane Cain in Hilchis here and in Chala, it has nothing to do with the dough, it has to do with the shear, shear of Kamah. And in Mela, that's the shear. So also an easy sif. Shas Gilgal, that means when you need it. What? That's with water. Gilgal is needing it. It's a problem. This is a major problem with Sifya Dalit, Sifya Gimel, Sifya Dalit, that why are they talking about Isa? No, it's the problem with Sifya Gimel. Sifya Gimel and Sif Aleph seem to be a stereo. Well, why are they talking about dough? The Shir Challah is 5 quarters of a kav of kemach. The Shir is kemach. So when you put in the water, no difference, you put a lot of water, a little water, if you make a dough that calls for many ingredients, a few ingredients, the Shir is the kemach. So it's very hard to understand like what the Hava mean is. It's not totally an Issa. It's totally in the amount of dough, the amount of flour, Bishaz Gilgal. But the Shir is kemach. That's what he said in Sif Aleph. Says Echai Vel Chabeshas Reveyin, which is kemach. So you take a keli, memal, and I say kemach, with Shir Chal.
Maybe.
So it's irrelevant. You pop it up with air, it doesn't change anything.
That's what?
Right. The Shulchan says it's nothing. It doesn't matter. Shulchan says if it rises, it doesn't change it. So I'm just telling you, the Chiddush is Nuchas Tumah. We find that it does change it. Kamash Vola here that it doesn't. That it doesn't change it.
There's a volume.
Right. It's a volume of flour, not the volume of dough.
It looks like a baker.
Everything's volume. Everything's volume, but here it goes by the volume of the flour, not the volume in front of you. Right, in the halachas of bracha achrayna, it's a little complicated. It's only the gear really to cake. How much the puffing up of the cake counts towards the shear. Certain cakes are very puffy. Challah, there's a lot of air in it. The question is, I don't know what Mishnah Berurah says about the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch brings that big holes are not mitzarif. You don't squash it like with a compactor, but big holes are not mitzarif. So I'm not sure exactly how to deal with that. I remember many years ago I was a Shabbos Suda. Reb Reuven Feinstein was eating by my in-laws, and I was there, and I was learning Hilchos Brachos. I told him, you know, it's so confusing. How much, it's, you know, like a kichel has a big hole in the middle. Of course, it's not mitzarif. And a cookie is hard, has little holes in it. That certainly is mitzarif. How big? How little? So he picked up a piece of challah from the table. He said, you see the challah? You push it this much. Like the big holes you push down, but not, you don't compact it. So I'm not sure really how you measure the shear. It's a little confusing. And like I always say, when it comes to cake, just be machmir and eat it as much as you can. And
when you slice an egg challah, you put your hand on it.
Yeah, the egg challah goes down, especially fresh. All right, Sif Yadalid. The halach is the same. It might come to you differently, but the halach is the same whether you purchase it or not. Asif Yadalid, it's aser. Let's say someone doesn't want to separate challah. Not a big yetzahara today. All you guys said was a little bit. But let's say, for whatever reason, a person doesn't want to separate challah, he says, we are from Fez, we're getting to Shilas. He's going to make 2 pound doughs, small batches of dough in order to bake. That way he doesn't have problems with challah. The Shulchan Aruch says it's also. Why is it also? Also, lasa is isasa pachas mekashir, kedei lafkia mimenu chiyav challah. Now let him make your dough less than the shear in order to patter it from challah. Right, you're doing it deliberately. Yeah, if you only need a 1 pound challah, you certainly could do it. That says here in the Shach and Taz. But
the Shach
and the Taz both say, "Niskavel tamacher." If you have a different reason for making a small dough, of course you could. But you're doing it deliberately to patter yourself. Why not? Why not? You learned halacha. Halacha is his potter. Why can't you do it?
It's a shame, but why is it awesome?
What?
It's
a
shame, but why is it
awesome? Also, last is also a cabin, the Gra says.
Also what?
The Gra says you need five quarters of a cabin. Also, last, you now have to deliberately make your Issa a cabin because you're patterning yourself. So it's not, I'll tell you, this should depend on, there's a chakira and Hilchos Challah. If challah is a mitzvah, I think when we started Hilchos Challah, I mentioned this. There's a chakira. If challah is a mitzvah or a matir. What I mean is this. Let's say shechting an animal. It's not a mitzvah to shecht an animal. It's a matir. You can go your whole life without shechting animals. It's not a problem. If I have an animal to shecht, I'm allowed to give it to someone else to do. I'm not mevazir a mitzvah by giving it to someone else. You know, it says, kisi adam, if it's your mitzvah, don't give it away. But shechita not, or get. There's no mitzvah to do a get. Get is a mat here. So the question is challah a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah ma'amat niskuna. Certainly not here, but is it a mitzvah? Or not. So that is, it seems to be a machlaikis, the Taz and Magen Avraham. The Taz in Hilchos Shechita, in Siman Aleph of Hilchos Shechita, the Taz says that the bracha on Shechita is not really a brachas ha-mitzvahs. It's a brachas ha-shvach. There's no mitzvah to shecht. You know what I mean? You don't have to shecht. There's no mitzvah to shecht. So he says, why do we make a bracha? Shom says it's Ivanu. It's a brachas ha-shvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs of Nevela and Shechita, but it's not really a mitzvah. As the Taz says, he says, not like challah, which is a mitzvah. But Shechita is just a mat here. So the Taz learns that the mitzvah is a mitzvah kiyumis. You have to be in the situation. It's like tzitzis is a mitzvah. If you never wear dalet kafis, you don't do the mitzvah. But if you have dalet kafis, it's a mitzvah. You're not supposed to avoid tzitzis. You're supposed to try to be mekayim it. Challah too. Challah, the Taz learns, a mitzvah. You're not supposed to avoid it. If it never comes up, it never comes up. But you're not supposed to avoid it. It will come out. This sif is the same as it says by tzitzis. Someone avoids wearing tzitzis, so it would be the nischa manchinam. That you're supposed to try to be mekayim it. So like the Taz, it's very geschmack that it's the same. The Magen Avraham holds that challah is only a matir. The Magen Avraham is nilchas tzitzis simin ches. Magen Avraham talks about which mitzvahs, which brachas you have to say standing, and which brachas you say sitting. It's all confusing. Some brachas by Tekiah Shofar, everyone stands up by the bracha. By Mekiras Megillah, everyone stands up. Even though you can sit by the Megillah, but everyone stands up. B'Sfira Saimer, the Gemara says you have to stand. Hachal Chamesh B'Kama, I'll take B'Kama, or B'Kama, you're supposed to stand. Which mitzvahs you stand, which mitzvahs you sit? By the bracha. So the Magen Avraham says mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah, he doesn't mitzvah chiyuvis, he says a mitzvah you have to stand, a brachas mitzvah you have to stand. Aye, by challah it says that a woman isha rumah could separate challah, as long as she's sitting she can make a bracha and separate challah because the erev is covered, since you could see you could sit. So he says because challah is only a matir, it's a matir, it doesn't have a din of prime mitzvahs, which you have to do bracha standing. He all seems to hold it to mat here. So it appears to be a machlaikis to Magen Avraham in the Taz. So tefillin is stand. Oh, you have to ask the Beis Yosef, but you're right. Because not everyone holds with the Magen Avraham's gather, but the point is that there's another gather which most of the Achrayim take on, which is a mitzvah that you do standing, you make the bracha standing. A mitzvah you do sitting, you make the bracha sitting. It's filling, you can do sitting, so you make the bracha, you make the bracha sitting.
Like I think of
there's a whole different discussion, but there's a whole tumul, the Miches Chinuch consistently talks about mitzvah kiyumis, mitzvah chiyuvis. He says tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis, and lulav is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Lulav you have to do. Tzitzis you don't have to do. You have to wear dal kafis. So he makes all kinds of nafkaminis and mitzvah babavera and other things. So there's a taina that Rav Shimon Shkop has on this. That's not true. Tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Just like lulav is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Lulav, today I didn't take lulav. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis when the zman mitzvah comes. So Shimon says tzitzis is also mitzvah chiyuvis. When the zman mitzvah comes, what's the zman mitzvah of tzitzis? When you're wearing dalet kafis, that's the zman mitzvah. Once you're wearing it, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Either you're mekayim or you're ivor. There's no middle ground. That's what you're saying. Challah, it's really mitzvah chiyuvis. When's the zman? When you have a dough. But if you're right, what's pshat in the mechaber here? What's pshat in the mechaber here? Yes. Right.
If I don't want, if I come across it.
You see, there it's Xeris HaKasiv. Ki kare katzipa lefanecha. So Gemara says, Yachl yagda baharim. I would think you have to go searching in the mountains and find the katzipa. Kamash malon ki kare. It's really right for keret that wherever there's no gzeres hakasev, you have to try. Right? It says ki kare. It's a raya that you have to try to do it. What?
You can't stage it.
No, but you need gzeres hakasev. Means if there was no gzeres hakasev, ki kare, then you would have to go. You're not. Well, people do stay. You can't fake it, you mean?
You can't say, I'm going to prepare it and then. Somebody has to make it on the way.
Ki karei, it's supposed to be on the way.
Somebody has to make a parnos.
Mezuzah, the rice is only if you buy a house. You have to buy a house?
Also, what some people do, you don't wash because you don't want a bench.
Yeah, what about people that don't wash because they don't want a bench? I don't think it's just they don't want a bench. I think they're afraid they'll probably do the benching in a rush and they won't do it right. Because they're not going to put sisters on their kapata. They don't want to avoid snakers. They want to avoid snakers. Yes. That's chiyuvus. I mean, you're sitting and standing. No, he's talking about Brichas HaMitzvahs. Kiddush is a kiyum mitzvah. They are mitzvahs when Mekayim sitting. When Avraham is going on Brichas HaMitzvahs, the Hashem says to Tzivaru Brachas, and there he's looking for a consistent... Right, so we're going to Avraham holds, you have to stand by you all. It means Kasha on the Tzlach, on the other gather. So there, really, I think it says, I've covered Tzibur. It says when you lay in the Yechidus, you don't have to stand by the Bracha. It's only but Tzibur, so it could be something I've covered Tzibur. Okay, we move on to Simin Shin Chaf Hei. Okay, Shin Chaf Hei, Shin Chavav, we are still preliminary to the mitzvah of separating challah. We're all trying to figure out when are you chayav and challah. This sif talks about the concept of tziruf sal, of things combining in a basket. And before we start, I have to explain to you that there are two situations of tziruf sal. Tziruf sal means a dough is not chayav by itself. And by combining it in one container, you make it chayiv. In other words, I have a dough that's less than the shiur challah. I have another dough that's less than the shiur challah. I put them in one basket. Tziruf sal is a machayiv. It's a chumrah. It's machayiv challah. So here we're going to have the shaila. What happens if you put it in the same refrigerator, in the same freezer? Is that mitzarif? That's what we're going to talk about. Why does mitzarif those that are less than the shear? That's a chumrah. One second. There's a second inyan of tziruf sal. Now, we don't use the lashon tziruf sal. It's really the same topic. We use a different lashon. That's when I have two doughs that are both chayiv and challah. They're both challah. I want a kula. I want to separate from one on everything. I have a lot of challahs. They're all chayiv and challah. I want to separate from one on everything. In the bakeries where they allow overnight, the guy make many doughs, and they separate a ball of dough from each. You come in the morning, you have to separate challah, you have 15 balls of dough. Who wants to separate 15 times? You put it in one sal, and you separate from one on everything. There it's a kula. There the tziruf sal is a kula. You follow? When you have two doughs less than the shear, you mitzarf them in a sal, so that's a chumrah, it becomes chayim and challah. And we call that tziruf sal. When you have doughs that are chayiv and challah, you just want to separate from one on everything, you know, it's a kula to be mitzarif them. We usually call that minamukif. You have to separate minamukif from things that are combined. It's the same idea of a sal being mitzarif, and we're going to learn these dinim. So, all right, let's learn the lashon of the mechaber, and then I'll talk about, I guess, the issues. Shtei isais, and the mechaber really is simple enough. Very very small amount of mefarshim here. Shtei isais she'em b'shem achas kashir. Two doughs less than the shear. Im noge zu bezu. Ad she nidvok about mezu bezu mitzarfim. Here there's no sal. Just the doughs are touching in a way that they stick to each other. If they stick to each other, then it's mitzarif even without a tziruf sal. The Shach Aleph says, Davka Shem Shom Odam Echad, important din. Dafkat, they belong to one person. Tziruf is only if they belong to one owner. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Im heim min haroy litzdarif, a second condition. The two does have to be from the same min. May min haroy litzdarif, mesbar b'simish chavdalek, they have to be both from one min. So that's if they stick together. Im einan nidvakim, if they're not sticking together. Heim b'sal echad, but they're on one basket. Hasal mitzarifon, the sal is mitzarif them. And Rabbi Ki Vega says, haynu gamkein dafka b'minay. Just like if they stick together, it has to be the same in, it has to be the same owner, the same thing in one basket, the same conditions. Even after they're baked, you put them all in one basket, like they do in the matzah bakeries. It's mitzarif. But in nostam al tabla shein lo levazveis, if you put it on a tablet that has no rim, ain't a mitzarif. It's only mitzarif if the keli has a rim that makes them all be considered in one keli. But you put on a table, levaz is a rim. Yeah. So if you put them on a flat thing, that's not mitzarif them. It has to be something that has a rim at the edge. Therefore, if you want to be mitzarif, make sure nothing protrudes. Dehainu. If it partially protrudes, that's okay. You shouldn't have a complete cookie, a complete matzah, a complete dough outside of the basket. If it's partially in, partially out, there are more holes that that's good enough. And then you have the other eitzah, that's Yesh Mishaimer. The Shas says, Lo Yadati, why he calls it the Yesh Mishaimer? So we have three ways of being mitzarif. The doughs stick to each other, all in one keli, or you cover them all. So that's mitzarif them in one sal. Now, as I said, there's very little here in the way of mefarshim, but we ourselves have to ask ourselves, what is a sal? What's a basket? What happens if it's all combined in one car? Let's say it's all in the same car. Somebody, they make sponge cakes. Sponge cakes are usually less than the shear. So you make sponge cakes, you know, separate challah, the small sponge cakes. And then the baker puts them in these cardboard, you know, like the sponge cake comes from the mishmar, right? And he put them all in one car. Is the car mitzarif them? It has to be a basket? The car is not a basket? What is it that's mitzarif? What are the gedarim for things that are mitzarif?
Is the halacha without a basket?
Excuse me? That's what I'm saying. Is there a halacha? Is there a size limit? Is there a... What are the dinim for the basket? What? That's a good question. I'll get to that. One second. So the first question is, what's the definition of a sal? There's a sefer Chalas Lechem on Hilchas Chala who brings rayas from Kadmainim that if something is mechubal lekarka, it's not mitzdarif. If something is connected to the ground, it's not mitzdarif. And based on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about a refrigerator or a freezer. It's very common. You bake things, you put it in the freezer, and you use it a little at a time. Now, usually you make challahs, you make the sheer challah, so it's no problem. But like I said, when women make cupcakes, you make a dough less than the sheer challah. And the truth is, we're going to learn later, cupcake dough is not even chayiv in challah until it bakes. And it's less than the shir challah or a sponge cake. So it's pata from challah. Then you stick it all in the same freezer. Is the freezer mitzaref or not mitzaref? The different doughs that you get. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos Achelik Beis, Perek Mem Beis, Islamites. He's mesupik. If a refrigerator or a freezer, which is connected, because it's plugged in, it's connected, so to speak, to the ground, whether that patters. And he says to separate without a bracha. Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna, Perek Vav, the Tziyunim, Ois Shin Yud Aleph, says the same thing, that a freezer, it's a suffix if a freezer is mitzdarei.
Well,
therefore, Now, why are you putting it in the freezer if you're unplugging it?
I'm talking to be misarv. I'm plugging for 2 minutes. I'll be misarv it, and then it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can put it in one garbage bag in the first place.
I could do that too. It's a lot of fresh.
What? Off and on. All right.
It's still not plugged in now.
But the time frame.
Do it on your freezer.
You wait a while.
There's no time frame if it's part of
the time. It's there for then 2 weeks later you put it in, it's also
mistarif. Yes, mistarif any time.
2 weeks later, I'll remember to turn it back.
Someone once made a tovel about Mishlach Manus. People get Mishlach Manus, they stick in the freezer if it's mitzarif. So here, there's an additional suffix, because here, it's not Odamechad in its origin. It wasn't Shalad Amechad. The dolls were really for many different people.
So
now you're being with. Now it's shalad amechad. Maybe some did, some didn't. So I think that Tzvi has a tshuva. It's also mesupik. What to do if you stick it in the freezer? But here, there is another. There's a second cheshbon. The second cheshbon might be the question of each one is its own bag. When you put it into the freezer, do you say tziruf sal when you have a sal in a sal? Understand? You have each one is in its own bag, and then you're combining it all in the refrigerator. So here the question is whether tziruf sal applies or doesn't apply, and Rav Shlomo Zalman in the same Aramakim is mesufik about this as well. If they're in separate, whether them
it's separate.
I want to tell you where this is Nageya. In the bakeries, when they bake sponge cakes or marble cakes. Now, there are big sheets of sponge cakes and marble cake, which sometimes have the shear. If it's a full sheet, a full pan, then it has a shear challah, and they separate challah, they cut off. A liquid batter, we'll learn later, you don't separate when it's liquid. You separate when it becomes hard, it becomes chayim and challah. So they cut off, usually they cut off the edges, which anyway people don't want, and they separate that for challah. No problem. What happens if they're making in the small individual pounds, the 1 pound? The way it works is the following: they take these little tins, either disposable or non-disposable, and they put that in a pan. The bakery pans have rims. You've seen them. We have some here. They have rims around the edge. So if you put, let's say, if it's 16 or 12 of them on one pan, the chayrut should be mitzarif them. Ramah said, even if it sticks over, if part of it is below, it's mitzarif. However, each of the ones that's there is in its own keli, which goes higher than the rim
initially,
of all around. What?
Initially, yes.
Well, especially now that they use the disposable tins, it stays that way.
The batter is below the rim of the tin.
No, I mean, even the tin is never going to be chayiv because that's not a shir challah. Question is, after it's baked, is the big pan mitzarif it? The big pan has a lower rim than the inner pans. So say, even if Rav Shlomo Zalman is mesupik in a freezer, if each one's in a bag, maybe the freezer is mitzarif it. But when you have a levazviz that doesn't go over the keli, it's not doing anything for the tziruf. So it's not mitzarif that it should be mitzarif it.
How could you say this?
It's considered mechuber. The halacha by Shabbos is something that's mechuber that's made to take in and out is not seiser. You open a door, why isn't it seiser? If you make a hole in the wall, it's seiser. The sign is made to open and close this. And I agree, it's hard to say that the keli that's is mechuber. And,
if you have this table here and this thing here holds the table from the pulling out, so if there are 5 pallets here, this will be the therapist.
You mean this little edge?
Right,
so I don't know how much is a levaz vase. You may be right. I don't know. You may be right. What? So it's interesting. The question is if a disposable item could be used to be mitzarifit on top. If a disposable, lots of bakeries, they take these papers, it's a disposable thing. It doesn't have a din keli. Disposable things don't have a shem kli. But the covering of the mappa doesn't say that it's a keli that's mitzarifim. It's mistaver that it doesn't matter if it's disposable. The keli underneath that's mitzarifim, if it's disposable, there's a mokim lachgar. So didn't the keli that's mistar of them, or just that they're together? So I'm not sure.
The bag we never mistar because the bag.
I said, I'm not sure.
But the table doesn't, even though the table is one tree.
The issue of a car, it's interesting. I wonder whether a car or a truck is mitzar of them. I found a chazainish, Gabi Hilchis Tumma. I mentioned in the past, in discussing Mashiach's coming, that when Mashiach comes, we're going to need one car for Yemei Tumma, and one car for Yemei Tahara. When a woman is a nida, she's mitama the a car. A car is a keli. So she's metama the car. So you need one car for Yemei Tumma and one car for Yemei Tahara. So I mentioned if they're plastic, if they'll make all plastic cars, it'll be okay. Oh, there'll be car service. You have to designate. Okay. So I don't know. That's what I mentioned.
They have different rates.
So I see the Chazainish. It's a Yeridaya, Semereshit Aleph, Sivkot Neches. Is mesupik, very interesting chazainish. He's mesupik if a car is mekabel tuma. The halach in kabbalah's tuma, it has to be an object that's metaltel mole vereikon, something that's a dover metaltel, something you move around, that you move it when you move around. So this is the chazainish. He says a wagon, it says in Gemara, is a dover mekabel tuma. People don't push wagons. A horse pulls a wagon. So that's called a person. The person hits the horse and the horse goes. That's called metaltel. The person's moving it. Then he writes, I have no question, a boat that goes b'meleches hakitar, I think he means a steam engine. That means that how does it work? You throw firewood into the steam engine and then the engine makes it go. He says, that's not called the person is moving it. When it starts moving, the machinery moves it by itself. That's not called metaltel oliverek. But a car, where you have pushed the gas pedal to make it go, that I'm a supik if it's called metalto mole vereka. That's what says the Chazainish. So, whatever your tain alum this, I'm telling Maramakam Alilah. He's a supik if a car is a dover on the Kabbal Tumma. Now, based on the Chalas Lechem, who says something that's not Makabal Tumma is not Mitzarif, that's what he says, Mechubal Akark is not Mitzarif, if you hold a car is not a dover on the Kabbal Tumma, so then it won't be mitzarif the different things that are placed into it. Different things that are placed into it. I think most bakeries, except for the retail, bakeries that are wholesale bakeries, even wholesale bakeries, they deliver to shuls on Friday. They put plenty of sponge cake in the car before they go and drive it wherever they're going. Why isn't the car mitzarif it? That's the thing, you don't. It's not totally in kavana because you don't want it to be mitzarif and it's still mitzarif. So it seems it's not. If they do challah, then you're right. If it's a shear and they do challah, if they do challah and it's less than the shear, it won't matter because then what they do is irrelevant and it becomes mechuyav later. So. What? That's the Chalas Lechem says. It's totally. To be a kli, it's totally davar mekabel tumah. It's interesting. We learned in Bememat Likin, we had a braisa that said something that's bigger than. Mem saw is not makabel tumah. It holds more than mem saw is not makabel tumah. So there in Rishlam, in Rabbi Yashiv Shiurim, he says if something is so big it holds four. It's not so much 40 saw. It's 6 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. If it's bigger than that, it's not makabel tumah because of its size. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted there in the Shiurim. He says it's not a halacha moshe m'sinai mem saw. If it's on wheels and it's bigger than mem saw, then it is makabel tumah. Stoma, something that holds memsah, is not something you carry around. But if it's on wheels and you do move it around, then it is mekabel tumah. A robo, because it's metatel mali vereka, so it's made to move. It is mekabel tumah. How do you know? You're such an expert in Hilchus. I assume if it's metaltel, then it's not. He says a steam engine, a boat that's a steam engine, is not mekabel tumah. So Chazanish writes. It's not metaltel. People don't row it. People don't move it. That's what he says. Maram look about Ilach. You can look up the Chazanish. Okay, so it is mekabel. All right, anyway, this is the din of Tzir of Sal. There's somebody who made a tumul a number of years ago in the bakeries that don't separate on cupcakes. The cupcake batter is usually less than the shear, and certainly when it grows. Somebody made a tumul that the showcase should be mitzar of them. When they put them all, they have this glass covered showcase, that the cloak, the showcase should be mitzarif all of the cupcakes and what else is there? From the muffins. So if it's mechubel karka and it can't be moved, no, Danish is not, because Danish is, they do separate challah. Danish is not a problem. It's only muffins and cupcakes. These are the things that are liquid dough. So he made this. What?
Yeah, at some point it was on the tray.
Or the racks.
Like, but then you had to have the shechala. If it was in a tray that had the shechala, you're right. Yeah, yeah, that, but if, even if you tied it there, it didn't have, because I mentioned a sponge cake has a very small amount of flour in it. That's why you need such a big amount. So he made this tumul. At that time, the response was really, we're going to have later, Isa Asuya Lechalek is not mitzarif. Things that are made to be mechalek, the Chazanish says, even if one is chocolate and one is vanilla, it's not mitzarif. We're going to have this concept. We'll have it very soon in Shin Chavav. So we'll get to it. That's not mitzarif, and we'll see. But anyway, this is all under this title of Tzir of Sal. So just to go over the conditions of Tzir of Sal, it has to be minay, it has to be shalad amechad, it has to be namachub lekarka, and there's one more condition. In the Taz, that it has to be something that you don't mind if they stick together. Taz Aleph says, "Shumasadesh b'shem perish b'mishnayis neshicha hayna shemadvik kol kach sheyifu yiklu shuachis mechaberta ma'at." Okay, he's talking there about when you stick it together, that it has to be so stuck together. So I'm sorry, that's a separate point of the Taz. You know what? That Taz is in Tufnun Zion. I think in Hilchis Matzah, he says it has to be that you're not makbid on them combining. If you're makbid on them combining, then it doesn't work. So these are conditions of Tzir of Sal. And we're talking here l'chumra, to be mitzarif. What? M'chum l'karka, I said. Again, minechad, adamechad, m'chum l'karka. Then I got to the fourth thing, was that Taz who says that Royal Kabbalah, I said Mechubel Karka, meant Royal Kabbalah. Okay, good. And the fourth condition that the Taz says is Eini Makbid Al Taruvasan. If you're not, I'm sorry, Eini Makbid is in Shin Chavav. We're going to have it. No, it's not. It's not a tough one, Zayin. Gam the Gain Shin Chavav. The Mechad is the Shach Aleph. So I'm not sure if it's a person who made the dough, or even if you get all the Bishleiach Manis. What? Oh, if it's a Soil Chalak and Achinam. So these are the conditions. The truth is, there's a Mishnah Brura in Tufnun Zayin who gives a rundown of the halachas of Tzir of Chal, and basically he says the things that we said. He mentions that in the Sal you don't need Negiyah. No, I shouldn't say that. If it's less, each one's less than the shear, he says you need Negiyah. It's not enough being in one Sal, they actually have to be touching each other. Which may be a kula in some of these cases with the cupcakes. Yeah, Nachinami. Let's see what he says. He says, no, he says even the kelim are touching. He says, now, first thing he brings, we're going to have later in the Gra, who holds that a bias is mitzarif, not things that are less than the shear. I only spoke to you so far today about two isis that are less than the shear being mitzarif. I told you when I started that there's a second category, which is two things that are chayiv. You want to be mafresh from one on the other. And, that's when he says that, talks about the negiyah. See if I can find it quickly. What? Right, okay, but that's the dinner shalom and amukif. Okay, all right, we'll get to the second half, I guess, next week. It's the end of Mishnah Berurah, but we'll get to it.